Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. This is a space for healing and truth. And together we'll find our voices, reclaim our power, and bravely step into the women we were always meant to be. I am so glad you're here. And I don't know why, but I just felt like maybe someone needed to hear this today. And maybe that someone is you. Today I want to talk about something kind of small on the surface, but really life-changing when you let it in. And that's giving yourself permission. Because so many of us, I know this was true for me, we live our lives waiting for someone else to say it's okay. It's okay to rest. It's okay to speak. It's okay to walk away. It's okay to want more. But what if you don't have to wait anymore? What if the permission that you've been longing for has been in your hands all along? I remember what it felt like to live without permission. It was like carrying a weight on my chest every single day. My whole body was tight, braced, waiting for the moment I'd be told that I was wrong, or I was too much, or I was not enough. And maybe you know that feeling too. The constant second guessing, the fear of disappointing someone, the shame of just being you. And for some of us, it goes even deeper. There's a kind of spiritual anxiety that takes root. That gnawing fear that you'll never get it right with God. That if you question, if you doubt, if you miss a step, you'll be punished. And it convinces you that you can't trust yourself. But hear me out. That fear doesn't come from God. It comes from systems that used fear to control you. When I was walking through my first marriage crisis, the one that got me into therapy, I was barely functioning. I was not eating or sleeping. I was completely exhausted. I was traumatized, and I felt like I was drowning. And in that season, a friend gave me a gift that I didn't even know I needed. And she introduced me to this idea of permission slips. And she gave me one. It was so simple, but yet so profound. She told me I had permission to feel whatever it was I was feeling, or permission to do whatever my body needed in the moment, or permission to fall apart if that's what I needed. And I'll never forget how much that meant to me. Those words felt like oxygen. I didn't have to keep it together. I didn't have to perform. I could actually just be human. That was one of the first times I realized how powerful permission can be. And it meant so much to me that I remember I started handing out permission slips to my other friends who I knew needed them too. And now years later, it's a regular part of my life. It's a regular part of my work as a therapist and a coach. I see this all the time with my clients. So many women are just looking for permission. Permission to start caring about themselves, or permission to question what they've been taught, or permission to leave abuse, or permission to matter. Trauma teaches us to outsource permission. Which means instead of trusting ourselves, we let other people tell us who we are and how to think and what we're worth and what we're allowed to do. And when you live like that long enough, you forget that the pen was ever supposed to be in your hand. So abuse or religion or culture or family systems, they all hand us these invisible rules. Good girls don't say no. Good girls don't get angry. Good girls don't take up space. Good girls don't rest until everyone else is taken care of. Sound familiar? And the truth is, those good girl rules don't just disappear when we grow up. They follow us into adulthood. They become the silent expectations placed on us as women. And especially as women, we've been conditioned to believe we can't make decisions on our own. That we're not capable, or we're not wise enough, or we're not allowed to. So we hand over our choices to parents or partners or pastors or bosses or leaders, waiting for someone else to tell us what's right. But the truth is, you are capable. You are wise. You have everything you need inside of you to choose your next step. Healing is remembering that you don't need someone else's approval to trust yourself. You already carry that authority. And permission says, I don't have to wait anymore. I can write that slip myself. So sometimes permission looks different depending on the season of life that we're in. So for some of us, it's emotional permission, like I needed that day. Permission to feel everything. I tell my clients, I want you to be able to feel everything that you're supposed to as a human. So that might mean one minute you're crying on the bathroom floor, and that's okay. And the next minute you might be dancing in the kitchen, and that's okay too. Permission to feel everything, even the messy stuff. Permission to not be okay. Permission to trust your gut, even if it doesn't line up with what other people want for you. Or maybe it's relational permission. Permission to say no without explaining. Permission to set boundaries without guilt. Permission to stop being the peacekeeper. Permission to walk away from what is harmful. Even if no one else understands. Or permission around your identity and your worth. Permission to take up space. Permission to be seen instead of hiding. And permission to use your voice even if it shakes. Permission to believe that you are worthy because you are, and just as you are. Or permission in our bodies. Maybe it's permission to rest without guilt. Or maybe it's permission to enjoy food and pleasure and movement without shame. Permission to listen to your body and love your body instead of punishing it. Permission to care for your health before everything else. Or maybe for you, it's spiritual permission. Permission to question what you were taught. Permission to lay down fear and choose love instead. Permission to find God or spirituality in your own way. And then there's the permission for your dreams. Permission to start over, permission to dream again after heartbreak or disappointment, or permission to do things simply because they bring you joy. Permission to live a bigger, freer, louder life than you were told was acceptable. And with that comes permission to change. Permission to change your mind. Or to say, you know, that used to work for me, but it doesn't anymore. Or to evolve, or to pivot, or to grow in new directions without apology. And maybe most of all, there's permission to heal, permission to lay down the shame and the silence and to tend to your wounds and to choose freedom, and permission to take your life back, to reclaim your voice, your story, and your future. Friend, whatever that is for you, wherever you find yourself today, hear this. You are allowed. You don't need anyone else to hand you a slip of paper. The pen is already in your hand. And I want to invite you to try something right here with me, wherever you are. And I invite you to take a deep, slow breath and drop your shoulders down. And feel your feet on the ground and whisper to yourself, I give myself permission to. And don't overthink it. Just let whatever comes to mind first rise up. Or maybe it's to rest, or maybe it's to speak, or maybe it's to not be okay. Whatever it is, just whisper that to yourself. I give myself permission to. And you fill in the blank. And if you want to go deeper later, then grab a piece of paper and write it out. And start with those words, I give myself permission to, and just see what comes out. And maybe it's, what do I need permission to stop doing right now? Or what do I need permission to begin? Or what do I need permission to believe about myself? Or what do I need permission to change? Or what do I need permission to heal? And before we close, I do want to speak some of these words over you. And you just receive this. You have permission to rest when you're tired. And you have permission to cry when you're sad. And you have permission to laugh when joy bubbles up in you. And you have permission to walk away when something isn't love. And you have permission to change, and permission to change your mind, and permission to heal and take your life back, and permission to start over again and again, and permission to be soft. And permission to be fierce. And you have permission to matter in every room, in every relationship, in every dream. Friend, you don't need anyone else to sign off on your life, including me. You are the one holding the pen. And every time you write a new permission slip, you step further away from the girl who had to stay small and stay silent, and you step into the brave, whole woman that you are becoming. You get one life. I want you to live it. And I want you to live it in alignment with who you are, not what everyone else has told you to be. You matter. Your story matters. Your life matters. Take the pen back and start creating the life that you want to live. And whatever it is that you are needing today, take this from me. Here is your permission slip.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.